Hi, my name is Dan Emerson, and I am going to be interviewed about my film Silent Breath by the Nut Gallery Review.
I'm Jason Schulte.
I'm Sean McFadden.
And I'm Mike Anstett.
And I'm Dan Emerson.
So we have a special studio guest tonight, Dan Emerson. We talked a little bit about your comic a month or so back.
Yep.
And now we're here talking about your film, which will premiere later this month.
Yeah, February 22nd at University of Wisconsin-Baraboo.
Nice. Was this part of a project, or kind of walk us through a little bit how this project came to be?
So I got really hooked on writing and creative writing with Kelly Dwyer at University of Wisconsin. And I started to get plays, 10-minute plays I was writing that were being produced in the Chicagoland area. So Kelly tasked me with the whole idea of writing a one-act play. And I says, okay, I'm going to do something different. I want to push boundaries. The movie It had just come out. And
Sean's favorite movie.
Yeah. So I was seeing all this movie being made in the horror movies. And I'm like, why is plays not going this direction? So I wanted to write something that was in that genre. And I did.
Nice.
Why don't you, in your words, describe what Silent Breath is, since that might help anyone listening to know what they're in for if they come to the premiere or when your film's available in other avenues.
So I've been asked this question a bunch, and it's really hard to describe what it actually is. It's a kid being tormented. Some people say by a spirit, some people say psychosis, some people say he's in purgatory, many different avenues. And that's what I wrote it as, is to create your own opinion about.
Interesting, interesting. Well, Mike is our resident horror buff there. So why don't you lead us off here a little bit?
Okay. Well, I guess horror films always have sort of a commentary behind it, something that it's speaking to, even though you might not be able to see exactly what that is. Obviously, that's up to interpretation with this film. What do you think it is for Silent Breath?
For me personally, when I wrote it, I wanted it to flip back and forth between psychosis and mental illness. So I purposely wrote those little things in there to try to deceive people and to lead them down neither direct alley.
So when you were writing the script, did you write parts of it like, all right, this is part of it where I'm like, okay, this is psychosis. I'm leading, the viewer right now with psychosis, and then get into a completely different headspace to kind of write, all right, no, this is a spirit, everything like that. Was it kind of almost like you creating two different personalities to write this, or was it just...
In some ways, the funny thing is I actually kind of did the reverse of that. When I'd read that I was doing too much psychosis, I'd be like, no, pull back.
Okay.
Pull back. You don't want to lead too much. And then I'd be like, okay, now I'm going too much with possession. Okay, pull back. You can't do that. And that's what I really had to do, was weigh it as I was writing it and not try to lead too much.
Okay.
So instead of purposefully leading, I tried not to lead.
Fair enough.
Obviously, you, I don't want to get too personal, but do you have a history with mental illness that kind of led you towards this topic?
Me personally, no, but I've seen a lot of mental illness. Okay. I was in the foster care system, and I was in different group homes where you see a lot of mental illness and things like that, and I had to write about that. And then I've been watching a lot of possession horror movies too, so that's been... I watched The Right, and that was a big...
my least favorite.
Influence. Oh, come on, The Right was great.
I'm a slasher guy. Okay. I prefer the slashers, so...
He likes them just when you think they're dead and they sit back up. Man, I mean.
Undertaker all over again.
I mean, when Michael Myers gets up in the original Halloween, best part of that movie.
Anyway, straying a bit here. Well, is there anything from you having this premiere coming up that, like, you would like to say to someone who's thinking about going to go see it? Whether it's the event, your film itself. I mean, is there anything, you know, if you kind of your own PSA here?
My own PSA. This is definitely a B film. So don't expect to walk in and see, you know, The Exorcist. But I definitely think it's its own flavor.
The Exorcist was close to a B film, to be honest.
I think this is its own unique flavor.
Yeah.
And I definitely wrote it to be different. I didn't want to make it seem like this is something you've seen before, and I think I accomplished that. As far as other things that we're doing, I know I'm doing some giveaways at the Silent Breath premiere. So I've got one of the original pre-production scripts that I worked on when I was finalizing my scripts with me here. So we're going to be giving away two of those scripts at each one of those premieres, maybe with a little raffle to help raise money for Spirit Lake Review, the literary magazine at UW-Baraboo. And then Josh Mabe, the director, is sending up some posters signed by the guy who played Doyle in the film.
Oh.
So him and Doyle are going to sign a couple things for me and send them up, and we're going to do some giveaways.
Nice. Doyle was the best.
He was actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have been comparing him to Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's this was the first film he acted in. As a lead role.
Okay.
And now he's been in like six more films since. So he's just sort of taken off in the indie market in North Carolina.
Nice.
If you had a DVD jacket made, what would the back say?
Ooh, that's a high pressure question.
What's the bumper?
Way to throw me out there without any breaks here. Just make this up as you go. You'll be okay. Silent Breath is a story that is meant to take your breath away, throw you through twists and turns, and maybe I'd say just until your breathing stops.
Nice.
That's very well.
So you wrote this to be a theater production. How do you feel it translated to a movie screen production?
It was interesting. When I wrote it, I submitted it out to the world. We had 167 denials. Everywhere I submitted said denied. And every one of them, though, was very positive, which was weird. When I'd got denials in the past, it was, okay, we don't like this, period. I was getting these letters back saying, hey, we really like your writing. Please submit it somewhere else, though. This is family theater. And one lady from New York says, hey, you know, you're like the next James Wan. And then Kelly Dwyer told me who she was, and I was like, wow, that's like high praise. And she says, you need to submit out to horror movie companies, and I did. And the whole process was completely different than theater because I was directly involved. So the director and I, when he first accepted to do this project, we were texting each other kind of like teenage schoolgirls for the first three nights, 8 hours a night. Hey, what does this mean? Hey, what does this mean? Hey. And it was interesting. This is the first big project that they took on too. So they had done one short film before this. This is their first big one. And it was interesting working with somebody who was doing the first big film. With the first writer, the guy who played Ian, this is his first film he's ever been. The guy who played Doyle, that's his first, you know, leading role. So it was a lot of first and to work with everybody. But the cool thing was is now we're all in a group chat and we all talk all the time and I get to see all these other productions and I'm working on some other scripts to hopefully get with these guys. So
nice. This is almost a stepping stone for you and everyone involved.
I hope so.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hopefully they'll listen to this at some point, but I thought they did some fantastic things with the camera. There's a scene where it's shot from the floor and it's out of focus. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought they really nailed some angles really well.
Yeah, the coming in and out of focus kind of, you know, yeah, that was a nice effect. Also, some of the forced angle shots there were very nice, you know, like... from behind the couch and everything like that.
You're basically working in one room and
and
they found clever ways to make that room at times feel big and at times feel small. So,
and the crazy thing is, do you guys see all those giant windows in there? They had to black out every window in that house. So this house just had two floors and giant windows everywhere. So they spent the first day just blacking out all those windows.
So they definitely have, you know, definitely have some skill behind the camera. So,
yeah, that's Austin Bittdorf. Hopefully I pronounced your name right, Austin. I'm sorry if I didn't. But he's pretty skilled, and he's doing a lot of directorial stuff now, too.
Oh, don't worry. Nut Gallery Review, we mispronounce things all the time. So you're good. Good company. All right. Anything else, gents?
I guess just a comment. My mom battles with schizophrenia, So voices in her head and stuff like that. So this film as a commentary towards mental illness hit me. So I'd be proud of it.
Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it affected you that way. I hate to put it like that, but as a writer, that's my goal, is to affect you in some way that it can attach to your real life and actually cause you to have some sort of emotional response to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily... like it just made me think upon and be very grateful that my mom has never gotten to that point. That type of thing. So, thank you.
And I think one other quick... The background, the heartbeat always, you know, it's kind of Edgar Allan Poe feel to it that way. But that heartbeat kind of, that thumping really does bring up intensity. So they did a real good job of underlying with the sound track behind it, too.
Although that was the one thing I was like, all right, when are they going to show?
Yeah, the heartbeat was done by an original composer, and there's a whole soundtrack behind it. And I liked that it was so subtle, you almost didn't notice it was an entire soundtrack. It was just a heartbeat a lot of the ways. And when I first heard it, I said, you know, it almost changed the rhythm of my heart because I heard it through headphones. Mm. And it kind of creeped me out just hearing just that heartbeat. I think my heart rhythm actually went into rhythm with the sound.
Yeah. So that was kind of a cool, I mean, you think they kind of did pull a lot together for a first go at something like this. And they found ways to... Oh. To do that, so I think, as Mike said, I'd be proud of the work they've done.
That Doyle guy, sign him up. He's a good actor.
There you go. Yeah, little shining star of the production.
And Christopher Jones is his name, and yeah, he's a real cool guy.
And if you want to spend a couple of minutes plugging your premiere, feel free. But we may not have this out before then, right?
Yeah, it's up to you guys. I mean, you guys can release it before then. Mm-hmm. We're not discussing any hidden gems of the film here, so I appreciate that.
We try to keep it pretty spoiler light.
And first off, I want to thank you guys, though, for doing the review on Embodiment and this. So I really appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, though that was the first thing that threw me when your film started up here. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't the comic I read. I was very confused for a couple. Like, wait a minute, this is the... Okay, no. Okay, this is completely different.
Yeah, this is not the comic.
I got my hands in a lot of cookie jars right now, so you're going to have to go ahead and forgive me for that one.
That might have been my bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone might have misled me a little bit there.
Sorry, just adds to the intensity, I guess.
Let's say, well, Sean doesn't care for horror movies. Let's not tell him. That's exactly
something. I didn't even think about that angle. That's so good.
This guy's the next Disney writer. Come see his film.
God.
Well, you know.
He's an up-and-coming animator. You know,
Why is Sean rocking back and forth in his chair? I have no idea. That's just, he kind of came that way.
Literally holding a water pistol the entire movie.
It was an air gun. It was an air gun. Come on.
But it was cocked.
Oh, it was. It was.
Did that manlify it for you a little
bit?
A little bit,
yeah.
Your closing comments?
Well, hey, I wish you the best of luck in your projects here, and hope to hear your name pop up in down the road so that I can go, hey, I met that guy.
You guys are my first official interview, so maybe this will make you guys famous, too.
Ooh, here we
and
go.
I'm going to get you guys on the HMF site for doing this. So they only have like 14,000 followers, so hopefully we can get...
Well, I mean, we'll downgrade for that. I'm sure.
Yeah.
from our...
you're a funny guy.
That's why I'm here.
Well, I appreciate coming over, Dan. It wasn't the best weather, but he does... If we have this out beforehand, it is February 22nd.
Yes.
6:30 and 8:00.
Yeah. So please reserve your tickets. Silentbreathtickets@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and I'll make sure you're reserved. We only have 500 seats, so... They are filling up fast.
$250 a show, and that might be standing room or some extra chairs brought in. But, yeah, we'll definitely look forward to that.
They are filling up fast?
Yeah, we didn't sell. Tickets are free.
Okay.
There can be donation accepted for Spirit Lake Review. But we went through 20% of the tickets in the first 4 days.
Cool.
Nice. Sweet.
So, and that's without family and really friends. That's all unknown people. Yeah. The editor, Jason Biggert, his family lives outside of Milwaukee, so they're coming out too, so...
Sweet.
Very cool.
Quite exciting.
Yeah. Well, I will see you there for sure. Maybe a couple of these guys will show up too.
see what we can do.
Yeah. We need to go to a world premiere of a film around here.
True. World true.
Premiere. And you got a chance at winning this beautiful script.
Ooh, there we go.
All right, until next time.
Good night, everybody.
Adios.
Thank you all.